budget struggles both on the federal and the state level.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. While congressional super committee members in Washington are looking at trillions of dollars in cuts to the federal budget, there are only 6 days to go to do all that. And the report out this week says the state of California is set to have some big budget problems of its own. Revenue shortages so far this year will force the state to make some tough cuts next year. Tracy Gordon is an economic studies fellow at the Brookings Institution, and she's with us now. Hey, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I thought a lot of folks were spending more money. The consumer spending is up. Why is state revenue so sluggish?
Well, state revenues really respond with a lag to what's happening in the economy. So a lot of states are seeing lower personal income revenues and sales tax revenues than they were anticipating. Income taxes in particular come in the year after people have reported their gains for the previous year. So some of the growth that we were seeing initially might have had to do with people cashing out gains in the stock market, and those might not have been sustainable.
Now, how does what's going on here, Tracy, in California compared to what's going on across the country?
Right. Well, the best data that we have say that state tax revenues were actually rebounding until recently. The second quarter of this year was looking really good. But again, it wasn't clear if those gains would be sustained. And in fact, a lot of large states like California, New York, New Jersey, Florida are reporting that revenues are coming in below expectations.
I know Californians are no strangers to budget cuts. I mean, is this worse than we've seen? What kind of impact do you think it's going to have?
Well, so California, unlike a lot of states, actually specified where the cuts would be if revenue didn't come in where they were expecting. So we have a test case now with a trigger that will go into effect, and those cuts are concentrated in education and healthcare and social services, where states in general tend to spend most of their money. That's also where cuts have already occurred in this recession. So this might be the point where we start to see impact on the quality of services that taxpayers will notice.
Interesting. All right, Tracy Gordon, an economic studies fellow at the Brookings Institution. Tracy, thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. Actually, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 each down by about 0.5% on average, but the Dow is up slightly, ever so slightly, 3 points at 11,909. Fewer Americans sought new unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department. Losses at department store Sears doubled last quarter, blamed on weak demand and a reputation for rundown stores. It includes some Kmart locations as well. The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, Spencer Backus, said today he never made trades based on knowledge that wasn't available to the general public. A 60 Minutes story last weekend looked at members of Congress who personally benefited from stocks they bought or sold based on information they learned in their jobs. But as Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports, there's nothing illegal about it for members of Congress.
Lawmakers know before anyone else about government budgets, taxes, and regulations that can dramatically change stock prices. Maybe that's why senators' stock portfolios routinely outperform the market by 12%, according to Georgia State University's Alan Zabrowski. He says insider trading laws don't apply to Congress.
It's not illegal at all. There's absolutely nothing that prohibits members of Congress or their staffs from trading on information they pick up.
Zabrowski admits it would be difficult to police a ban on some congressional stock trading, but to give the rules teeth, he says members of Congress should have to immediately disclose what stocks they're buying and selling.
If the head of a banking committee starts unloading lots and lots of his bank stocks, the marketplace should be privileged to that information, and it'll make the market more efficient.
Zabrowski hopes the new momentum behind reforms will help get rid of the perception that some lawmakers vote to benefit their own stock portfolios. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Thomson Reuters and their expedition to break the Oberlin speed record to the South Pole. You can follow them in real time at ExpeditionToTheSouthPole.com.
Apple Computers can be a pretty secretive company when it wants to be. It's a bit of a problem for Apple in China this week. Environmental groups have accused the company's suppliers of major pollution violations. Now, Apple has hired an outside company to look into the charges, but as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports, the company isn't saying much about it.
Apple may be a lot of things, but few would call the company low profile, unless you're talking to Apple about their supply chain. That's what environmentalist Lee Lee did this week.
They just kept saying, "Believe us that we will make it work. Our company is low profile. We have our own way of solving problems."
2 months ago, she helped author a report. It alleged the suppliers that are making iPhones and iPads are blatantly violating pollution laws throughout China. She said Apple flew 2 Chinese-speaking members of its supply management team from the U.S. just for this meeting. She's not sure why Apple went to all the trouble, though. She said the only thing they admitted to was the number of suppliers they work with in China.
I am not satisfied at all with what they said. We need them to disclose who their suppliers are. If they are unwilling to do that, then how do we know if they're doing the right thing?
Apple says it provides safe working conditions and uses environmentally responsible manufacturing. But so far, this hasn't held up to public scrutiny. After Apple admitted to poisoning 137 workers at one Chinese plant, it said it was monitoring their health. But several workers later said they had never heard from Apple. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, it was a frenzied day, the last day of the Texas legislature this year. So many things to pass and get to the governor's desk for signature, including House Bill 2357, which was supposed to help modernize much of the Texas transportation code. And a lot of that had to do with motor vehicle violations. But the new bill inadvertently dropped language setting a $200 fine for people who don't display a license plate on the front and back of their cars or trucks. Meaning on January 1st, that car in front of you in Dallas or Houston with no license plate? Maybe not so illegal. The bill's sponsor has written to the state's attorney general for further guidance. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Here's an economic indicator. Skyscrapers as symbols of financial health.
The biggest skyscrapers originally were built by corporations to show how wealthy and how powerful they were. But certainly in terms of China, there is that sense that we are going to build the tallest building because they want to show they can.
I'm Kai Rizdal, high and mighty, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.